So next segment, this is actually part one. Part one, that's like, you call that introduction and foundation in around the science of getting rich and vision and wins and so on, all setting the energetic stage for visions and for vision, for offers. So this is a create your offer workshop. And I want to, in this part, to just talk about like why make offers. And given everything that we just talked about from the science of getting rich, it should seem easier to answer that question now and to answer it in a deep way and not a scarcity way and in a way that is real and all answers welcome. So I want to hear from you. You know, if this is our create your offer retreat, why bother? Why not, I don't know, crochet instead, or like whatever else? Why make an offer? And sometimes it's so obvious that we forget the why, but it's good to talk about that right from the foundation. So why? Karen.
It's kind of a Marianne Morrissey thing, but because the world deserves to have what we have to offer.
I love that. Thank you. Yes. Beautiful. Marie.
There's something that I'm learning about making a higher ticket offer and offering more, charging more, that is allowing me to experience actually more of who I am. Like, it's so directly correlated. It's quite remarkable.
It's why stage two is stepping into your big self. That's exactly it. That's, we thought very carefully about the naming of it. And that happens. It just happens. Oh, that's who I am. Well, that's what I have to bring to the world. Oh, yes. And the world deserves it. The world can be uplifted. Think science of getting rich again by this thing, that is the gift that I have, by what's lying around on my floor. And I offer that in the world. I create offers in my business because I grow. The world grows. It's upliftment everywhere. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Marie. Yes. What else? Why make offers? Yeah, Mary Kay. And then Anna Maria.
It feels good. It feels good to have people see what I'm doing.
Oh, what a different way than out there in the entrepreneurial world, all that scarcity thinking that I don't even want to bring up here. But you know what I'm saying? Often is thought of in such a different way than that. But from here, from inside the party, it's like, it's so good. It feels wonderful to hold space for a person in that way. And then I see myself, I know myself, I know the work that I'm doing and how it matters. And I'm just like, it's a good life. It feels good, even like overall in my life and in the moment of doing it. Thank you, Mary Kay. Yes. Anna Maria.
Enrich and better someone's life.
Yes. There's somebody out there that in your field, they don't know what you know. They're not doing the things that you know about that could radically change their life. Whatever your field is, for everyone in this room, everyone listening to my voice, there's somebody whose life will utterly be changed. There's a before and an after as they encounter and dive in with your work. And what a great place to live, to actually be living in that way. It's like that's chapter 14, Science of Getting Rich, like touching people's lives and actually uplifting. Like, who wouldn't want that? Thank you. Anything else wanting to be said? Because when we have a strong why about it, we're going to do it. We'll figure out the way. We get stuck on the how because we're messed up around the why, and then we don't get how big we are and all these things. But when we understand the why, we're gonna figure it out. Like those stories about the, I don't know if they're true, but something like this is true, the moms who lift the car because their kid is underneath. You've all heard those kinds of stories. Like, that's not possible. Oh yes it is, when that much is at stake. Oh, that's why we're doing it. Oh, of course I'll figure it out. Like Anna Maria selling her farm that she's had for 30 years. You get what I'm saying? It's like, well, I can't do this because I broke my nail today. You know what I mean? I got up on the wrong side of the bed. Somebody said something nasty to me. It's like, whatever. We end up with a whatever it takes energy. Not, and I don't mean like pushing and forcing. I mean, just like, well, I'm going to get there because it matters like this. Really good. All right. Anything else about the why for making offers? Yeah, Heidi.
It struck me that an offer is an invitation, and it's letting someone know they're wanted.
So funny ways that we think about offers, like, oh, you know, can I impose on somebody else? I mean, I don't even want to touch, but that's how, yeah, out there in the world. Like, so it's like I'm doing something to somebody else, or I don't know what, right? It's an invitation. I see you. I care about you. I have something over here that might make a difference. Do you want to talk about it? Like, isn't that just normal to everybody in this room? I want you to know that offers are who you, like, because you're in this room, I know that about your heart. You are naturally an uplifter. You naturally want to help people. It's who you are. Even, like I say, often to the detriment of yourself, you'll think about those others before you, right? Or sometimes you'll be like Yvonne was in 2020, sitting on the, you know, sitting going like, well, I got to help my family, because she's so heart-centered. That's how she's going to, our editor's going to sneak around her doing her work, because I'm going to help my family. Yeah, but what about her work? What about the deeper level of service and support that she can give in the world, and inviting people in that way? And again, here's what's on my mind too, Karen, because you just had that discussion. You know, when we decided to go to a strategy session, I don't know if you even remember, you said, thank you. It's a heartfelt offer. I see you. I see that there's stuff going on for you. Let me hold space and see what your best next step is. Sometimes for some people, it's going to be something else. Like, here, go over here. I think that will help you. Sometimes it's going to be an offer in your own air, in your own, like, of the work that you do. But to be in a space where you make that offer, it changes lives. Why wouldn't we want to do that? So then why wouldn't we create it? Like, here's the thing I'm going to offer. And like Diane said yesterday, it doesn't have to be perfect. I go out and offer it. And then I see what happens. And we're going to talk about how and why that happens in the next segment. So anything else about the why? You want to deepen that why for you, personalize it, know why. And then it will come, right? Then it will come. It will give you that purpose that Wallace Wattles talks about in The Science of Getting Rich, that purposed intentionality to do. In the yoga tradition, it's called tapas, burning zeal, like go for it, energy, right? Good for that. Got the why? All right. Next segment coming up.